picnic. They choose a spot. How? The ground is level, the trees far off by the shore. Some arrangement of molecules presents itself, and the woman bends, spreads a blanket. The man, sitting now, hands her things from the basket and calls to the children who are running giddy ant patterns in the space between the blanket and the trees. The river seems almost idle, its noise soft as paper towels being crushed. Now the adults get up, and they and the children swarm together a while before collapsing onto the blanket, their center, their portable hearth, where they lean on elbows and hips, catching the passage of day into evening in their hollows. Long after they leave, it will stay light, if only faintly, and the grass sprightly and green.